Okay. Yeah. I just finished my first recording, and now I'm gonna make another one and make some bold names. And just listen to music and chat with you guys. Probably know nothing like serious or yeah, just rambling basically. And I'm listening to music, so I hope that's not too loud in the background. So I'm gonna start by chopping up some garlic and some shallots. Is that what it's called? Crap, I need another cutting board. It's kind of a hassle to make dishes like these because oh fuck, I have to clean that up later. Because I have a really tiny kitchen. Because I live in a studio, so it's like, I don't know, 15 square meters. And my kitchen is basically just like a tiny, nook. Is that what it's called? Just like two like oven thingies and a small oven and no washing machine and basically no like bench space at all. So when I do make these, I tend to make like enormous portions so that I can just freeze it and like eat it now and then for a couple of months. This is like a tomato sauce with ground beef, and I usually don't eat that much, like, I don't eat that much meat, not red meat, and not meat in general, because it's such a hassle to cook in this kitchen, like, cleaning and stuff. I always feel like it's much easier to just cook, like, veggies and beans and different grains and stuff like that, because cleanup is so much easier. Yeah, but I kind of should be eating more red meat because my vitamin levels are shit. At least the ones you get from meat. So currently I had to take I don't know what it's called in English. Like, yeah, I just ate garlic. I had to like take kind of shots. Like they put a needle in my butt cheek. With B12 vitamins. Because I'm not eating enough red meat and not enough dairy? How the fuck do you pronounce that? Anyways, not eating enough like milk and cheese and stuff like that. And the pills that I was taking, like the vitamin pills, they were not absorbing. My body wasn't absorbing them, so... So it's a hassle, and if you didn't know, maybe you should check that out. If you have low vitamin B12 levels, you can get like nerve damage. Yeah, kind of serious. You can get like nerve damage and amnesia and yeah, like lose some feeling in your fingers, and it's probably a lot more, probably worse than that if you like let it go too far. So I'm putting a little bit of oil and garlic, and some people probably think this is like over the top. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna put a little bit of butter in the pan as well, because I don't know, you only live once, right? Like, not like YOLO, but like you only live once, so it's good taste, it's good taste. And then I'm gonna chop some, if these are still alive, I'm gonna chop some. Ooh, that one was not alive. That one was kind of sad. Yeah, I'm just gonna scrape that over there. I'm gonna cut up some Charlotte. Charlotte? Is that what it's called? It sounds wrong. That's a name. Charlotte is a name. But anyways, this is leek. Onions, right? I'm gonna cut that up. And just let it soften together with the garlic. Just get all the good flavor out. You probably need to heat the, or like defrost the ground beef. I'm just gonna fuck. Where do I open this one? There we go. Yeah, they look like brains. Oops. I don't know if I should take off that paper piece so it just like doesn't come burst into flames. Come on. Okay, it doesn't want to go off, so I'm just gonna fucking fry it anyways. And hope that I don't set the whole building on fire. I don't think my neighbors would like that. Let's see. More onions. Is this one alive? Yes, it is. My knife is super like not sharp. I don't know how you dull. Try to like count that. How many times do I say I don't know how to say that in English during this audio thing? I don't even know what I'm doing. Will you go off, paper thingy? You're kind of gross. Yes. Yeah. There we go. Just get off. Yeah. Why do they put the paper on? Kind of gross. I'm just gonna, I need to like fry all the meat together with the onions, and then I can put it in a pan and like add all the spices and tomatoes and shit like that, because I don't have the space for like cooking two big pans at the same time. Banana bread is cooking. Hopefully that'll work out. I don't know what the lyrics, I'm just humming along. I don't know if it sounds bad. Maybe I'll just have to scrap this whole recording just because I sang along for like 2 seconds. Okay, let's check on the meat. Okay, it started bleeding, so. God, it's so. I'll just put it in there. And the blood. Juice thingy, meat juice. There we go. Okay, and melt in there. We're not melt, but you know what I mean. I'm gonna take the second pack as well. I'm cooking 1.2 kilos of ground beef. I don't even know if this will fit in my pan, but if it means that I can like not have to do this process twice, then I'm gonna do it. Because I'm lazy. And there. Just 1 minute. Oh my god. I'm annoyed with myself now. I bought toilet paper instead of like normal tissue, like kitchen napkins thingy. So that's great. Great. Awesome job. Just need to cook. One. Just too long. I wonder if you could like boil, like literally cook the meat in the microwave, because like the meat turns brown. I don't know if that means it's done. It means it's done when it's in the pan, right? But I think that would be kind of disgusting. It would probably turn really rubbery. So let's not do that. I probably sound like the worst cook ever, but I promise I actually make really good food. I'm actually a decent cook. And I do make things from scratch. Sometimes. Most of the time. And that's the truth. 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 Paper and turn a disgusting piece of meat. Ugh. There will be so much dishes to do when I'm done. Kinda hate myself. Smells good. Kind of hate myself, but I also, I don't know, maybe I'll even, that's long gone, maybe I'll even record myself doing the dishes, just banging all the dishes against each other for your pleasure, for your entertainment, hopefully not for your pleasure. I hope you don't get off that. Not to like kink shame or anything, but that would be kind of weird. I'm sorry. Just cutting some more onions for the next. Also, like, I don't have my special recipe, my secret recipe. It's not a secret, but I don't have my, like, the recipe that I've written down on paper. I don't have it here. I don't know where it is. I think maybe it's in my hometown because I wrote it down in, like, a notebook. So that's too bad. I'm just gonna pop in like a shit ton of. Oh, I need to like probably cut up some carrots as well. Because yes, I put carrots in my meat sauce. Just gotta get them veggies in there somehow, you know. Stay healthy. Those two carrots make all the difference, I promise. I'm like, when I cook for myself, I'm like cooking for a child. I like hide all the veggies inside the dish so that I don't have to like cook them. I don't have to like make veggies in addition to my dish. Super lazy. Or maybe someone would call it efficient. Mm-hmm. That's true. All the onions. Yum. Love me some onions. The fuck? That's an airplane. Or something like that. Okay. Get this and pop it in. Yeah. Just a big slob of meat. That's what she said. Okay. Here we go. Gonna save this. Ew. I don't know why I say ew to the food that I'm cooking. I'm like putting the meat inside and just like, ew. But it's kind of gross when it's raw. I don't know, meat is kind of gross. It's kind of gross that we just like, okay, people are gonna be mad at me if I even start this discussion, so. I'm not. But it is a little gross. There we go. Need some more garlic. Oh, the banana bread smells so good. So good, so good. Garlic. I love garlic. It's like, I can, like, bake a head of garlic in the oven and just eat that. Or, like, just slice them really finely and like, fry them in a pan with a little bit of butter and just, like, fucking eat them as snacks. That's really good. Probably stink of garlic all the time, and no one tells me. Oh god. This is like, you're basically, or not basically, but you're kind of hearing my inner dialogue now. That's what I worry about, like, smelling like garlic. And being annoyed at my kitchen situation. I would cook so much food if I had like a decent kitchen size. But that's not how it is. But like, I'm lucky though. I have a really nice place. Considering I'm a swoop student. So I'm not gonna complain about that. I love this place. Just pre-slicing some garlic for the next batch of minced beef. Putting it in a little dish here on the side. I'm putting this here. Chop up some carrots as well. I'm just gonna throw a little of this. Yeah. sometimes I just like throw the carrots together with the meat, and probably will after this is cooked, because I have just like 400 grams of meat to cook after this, so it's a little easier. Oh god. I'm gonna pay attention to my banana bread. I think it's been in the oven for maybe 30-40 minutes. And since I kind of suspect that it's a smaller batch because I split it in half, but it's still like the same kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but I think it'll be done soon. I will try to stick those, poke it with those sticks in a little while to check if the center is still doughy or if it's done. Oops. And then I'll have to rest for a bit, and then I can pop in the second portion as well. I don't know what to do with all of this food. I probably have to freeze one of them or maybe give it to a friend. I don't know. I don't know what the English word is. Mm-hmm. Kind of greedy, I guess. So, I don't know if I will end up doing that. We'll see. Kind of counterproductive cooking a shit ton of food, because you don't want to do it several times and then giving it away. So I feel like it's acceptable for me to just hang on to it all by myself. Aw, I said we. That's so sweet. Do you think I'm crazy yet? Okay, just finished. Is she the one? The one you've been waiting for? Is she the one?